page 116, 170, but this is clearly an overstatement, as in the case of Hinduism, despite its known tendency to absorb elements from other traditions it comes into contact with, it does not mean that everything gets absorbed. Both Buddhism and Jainism grew out of Hinduism and share many doctrines in common with it. Nevertheless, they were eventually excluded from Orthodox Hinduism. Brian K. Smith, 1989-17ff, points out that Hindu orthodoxy, over the past few millennia and even in modern Hindu reform movements today, has defined itself by the acceptance of the foundational authority of the Vedas, the large corpus of ancient Hindu scripture in Sanskrit. He further notes that, most scholars have not wholly disregarded the fact that tolerant Hinduism in general has its limits. Those Indians who did not and do not accept the sacrality of the Veda have been and are regarded as non-Hindus by those who did and do. 18. Cf. also N. 45 on, 18f. Further, Stephen Neal, 1970-83f, notes that the Hindu claim to tolerance and inclusivity towards all religions, charmingly expounded by S. Radhakrishnan, for example 1927.